We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this one. I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, Alabama. I mean to say, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I got a ton of text messages. Before I do that, though, I got to remind you guys, like over the past month, I've been introducing you to one of our newest sponsors, Inspire Advisors. And I want to encourage you, check them out. Inspire Advisors. Look, did you know that some of the most popular companies out there that some of y'all may even be investing in actually do stuff and support things that are contrary to the things you say you may believe in? And I know this audience, y'all are the kind of people who do what you can to set aside for the retirement years, but you've also the kind of people that stand up for what you believe. Well, guess what? Too often people find out that in their own personal portfolios, there's stuff that supports abortion and pornography and human trafficking and all kinds of stuff. Listen, maybe it's time for y'all to meet Paul Breyer. Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors, they are specialists in what is often referred to as biblically responsible investing, or BRI. It's an actual thing. So Paul and the folks at Inspire Advisors, they'd love to offer you a free consultation in person. They'll sit down with you, no strings attached, no charge, just meet with you, and they'll look at what's in your portfolio, tell you what they see, and maybe even show you where there's a few biblically aligned alternatives you might want to consider. Listen, if you want to learn more about BRI, if you want to contact Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors, you can go to their website, which is www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or you can just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. We have all our sponsors on there. Go to the Right Side Radio tab on the rightsidemedia.org website. Click on their logo for sponsors, and bang, takes you right to their website. Here's the bottom line, you guys. Inspire Advisors. It is conservative. It is godly. It is balanced. It's financial freedom. And I'm just saying, you need to check it out. All right. I got to jump on some text messages. You got somebody on the phones for me? Are we good? All right. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I got to scroll. How far do I have to scroll down? I have to scroll down quite a ways. Good Lord at the scrolling. All right. Morgan from Fort Myers, Florida says, destruction of somebody else's property is never acceptable. And if you think about it, the destruction of these monuments is destruction of all our property. And we have every right to be angry. Speech is one thing. Violence and threats and destruction of something completely different. I totally agree. By the way, nobody ever said that defacing a marble statue or a granite statue or a monument of any kind, for that matter, is protected speech. It's not. It's not at all. Nani from Beverly Hills says, ask Representative Strong to consider a bill to define a natural citizen. Okay. Thanks. Missed that one. Bruce from Springville, Alabama says, Israel was given that real estate by God. The Palestinians are just squatters. Wow. I've defended Israel in the past with a carrier battle group, and I would do it again anytime. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate your service, too, by the way. Wendy from Moulton says, listen to all the stories of anti-American protests and anti-Israel protests and all the other stuff. Just makes me wish we could have a giant rally for patriots. Wouldn't it be nice to have a gathering of patriots with nothing but positivity for the love of God and country? No politics, no protesting, just a big old rally that could possibly spread patriotism in this country. If I had the means to organize something like that, I definitely would do it. You know, technically we did. 4th of July, Memorial Day. You see giant rallies and big fireworks displays and all of it. That's what that is. But Wendy, your point is well taken. I mean, I think like last week, the Republican National Convention was almost that, but it was also politics. I look at the time that Trump spoke at the foot of Mount Rushmore and had a giant, you know, a military flyover plus fireworks display. It was epic, but it was also political. So, yeah, some apolitical, we love our country is good stuff. Commander Rick from Gunnersville says, not the first time Hitler funded peace protests in America to keep it out of World War II. Interesting. Mike from Somerville says, the Israelis are not fighting the Palestinians. They're fighting Hamas, a terrorist organization. In my opinion, if you're protesting the war in Gaza, you're giving aid and comfort to a terrorist organization. You ought to be treated as such. I'm with you, man. Tracy from Athens says, in regards to flag burning, no jail time. Makes them enlist in our military. Oh, we said make them enlist in our military. Nice. Either that or make them go serve on the cleanup crews in Gaza. How about that? Shane from Huntsville says, a felony is too much for burning the flag. I think it's a free speech issue, as sad as it is. Well, the court says so right now. If you burn a flag that you did not tear down to get to it, then it's still free speech. I think the question is, how do you get there? Where did you get the flag? Did you rip it off of a flagpole in front of the city hall or the, you know, in this case, Union Station? Different story. Kenneth from Somerville. Somerville's in the house, man. Seems to be pretty okay to do that in Birmingham. Really? Are we burning flags in Birmingham? I'd not heard that. If you got a link to an article, send it to me. Pam from Locust Fork says, instead of putting them in jail for us to support forever, why not just offer them a choice? Be deported for the rest of their life or give them the same treatment as Benedict Arnold? Slow your roll there, Pam. Nobody's jailing them for life or hanging them in the public square. We can get rid of them, though. We can certainly, if they're here on a visa, let's get rid of them. Pam's ready to, off with their heads. All right, Brian from Decatur says, since Palestinians want to burn the American flag, marketing idea for someone, produce the Palestinian flag toilet paper. Wow. Dang. I got some people getting fired up in here now. Rap from Athens says, please tell Mr. Strong, I guess Congressman Strong, that Hugo Chavez died in 2013. Okay. Thanks, Rap. JT from Lacey Springs says, kudos to Dale Strong and others for replacing the flag, and the D.C. mayor and council are deterred for allowing such destructive protests. There you go. I got a few more, and then we'll wind up. I'm going to take these most of the break, I guess. Brian from Somerville says, if I'm not mistaken, isn't the proper way to discard an old American flag is to burn it? Yeah, but Brian, there's actually a ceremony, and that's not the same thing. There's a formal and respectful way to dispose of a flag, and yes, burning is part of it, but it's not just like spraying it down in the public square, stomping on it, taking pictures while you light it on fire. Different story. The texts keep coming in while I'm here. Yeah. So Joe from Athens says, I like that toilet paper idea. Jeremy from Madison says, okay. Thank you, Jeremy. I can't play a YouTube link right now and check something out, but thank you for sending it. I think I know what you're talking about. It's a Paul Harvey thing. I love Paul Harvey. Devin from Brownsboro says, hey, Phil, completely random and off topic. Okay, then I'm going to move on. John from Huntsville says, is it legal to burn the flags that are on golf hole flag sticks? Because I don't like the blue golf flags, but I love the red ones. LOL, John from Huntsville. John. Russell from Rural Route 1. I said it. I did it. I'm not going to say it twice. Says, so you can take down an American flag and burn it, no charges. But you better not leave skid marks on a gay pride flag painted on the sidewalk, or you'll be charged with a hate crime. There you go. While a 78-year-old grandmother is sitting in jail for walking through the Capitol after being waved in by Capitol Police on January 6th. Russell, I cannot make sense of it with you. I can only acknowledge that you were correct. John C. from Madison says, if they take the flag down from a flagpole, it should be it should be something of property. Something of property. Your voice texting to me, brother. Damage of property. Destruction of private property. Okay, I get it. And you are right. That's exactly what we're saying. All right, listen, my crowd is fired up over this, and I don't blame you. And I do believe that while I may not agree with it, and apparently not all the justices agree with it because it was a split decision, 1989, Texas versus Johnson, the Supreme Court of the United States decided that the burning of a flag is symbolic freedom of speech protected under the First Amendment to the Constitution. It's considered political speech in nature. Okay, they say it. That does not mean you get to do what happened this week. And that does not mean the mayor of D.C., who, by the way, I don't think she's issued a statement yet. If she's issued a statement, I need to go look it up and see. But I don't think the mayor of D.C. has even had boo to say about the fact that a whole bunch of protesters came up and just destroyed things, just vandalized at will, just sat there with red spray paint writing Hamas on monuments and tearing down the American flag off of the flagpole over which she's supposed to have some control and burning it and replacing it with a Palestinian flag. This can't stand. And listen, sooner or later, some of these locales have got to recognize that that's happening because of the leadership you put. Birmingham is one of the highest crime rate cities in the nation, and it's because of the administration of Randall Woodfin. Mayor Bowser is presiding over a lawless area where they're allowed to do what they can, and the charges are dropped against those who even get arrested. And she has to expend how many of our public tax dollar resources to go and have it cleaned up now? This is not good governance. It's just not. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think there's going to wind up being some repercussions that come out of this protest they had this week. All right, Big Rig, take me to the break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to jump into a new dipper, calling it Hands Off Our Kids. You may be aware of some things that have happened here and around, but you might not be aware of things that happened even in Alabama most recently. And then coming up top of the hour, we'll talk to Becky Gerritsen from the Eagle Forum about how to protect our kids. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense like a superpower. Giving you all the truth you can sling onto a bumper sticker. So I'm going to jump into the next dipper, which I guess is good because we've been at this now for almost 2 hours. But that first one was gaming, man. That was good stuff. Hands Off Our Kids is the name of this dipper. I think everybody knows that there are people out there who would take advantage of children, even abuse children, try to exploit children. And we can't sit by as a society. This is our greatest resource, our future. You look at scripture and you can find that, you know, Jesus said, "Suffer unto me the little children." You can look at the nations that don't take care of their children and what it means to the future of that nation. It's an indictment upon a society when you allow things to be perpetrated upon children by either indifference and apathy, or for that matter, as a matter of policy. Speaking of a matter of policy, before I even get into the other material I've got here, I will remind you that we just saw law signed into effect after a full legislative process and a signature by the governor in California. I've got a copy of an article right here just reminding us about it. Story came out 3 days ago. Governor Gavin Newsom, who's being talked about right now as a future potential vice presidential candidate to run right alongside Kamala Harris. Can you imagine that pair? First of all, I think he'd stab her in the back every time he got a chance. That guy's dangerous. But I don't think she's not dangerous. I think she's just not near as crafty as he is. Anyway, the bottom line is this. Newsom decided into law a bill. It was listed as AB 1955. That was the bill designation. It prevents school districts from notifying parents that a child has expressed a desire to change their gender while at school. So let me get this straight. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is a groomer bill. This is a groomer bill. That's what it is. It's a groomer bill. Because what you're saying here is, hey, parents, you don't have a say in things that are about the sexuality of your child. Wait. Why do you know about the sexuality of my child? Well, because we talk to your child about it. What do you mean you're talking to my child about sex? Not necessarily about sex. It's about sexuality. Oh, and there's a difference? Well, sure there is. It's how they identify. And then we teach them, you know, how to dress. And we teach them what, you know, sex would be like for them because they're, wait, you said you what? Well, listen, we're going to talk to them about stuff they have to know because it's part of their experience. It's part of the transition. But you can't tell the parents. That, by the way, is exactly what groomers do. When people are surreptitiously speaking to your child, look, I don't care if somebody walks up in the restaurant and wants to just be nice and talk to my grandkids, I better be present when they do. I better hear the words they say. And don't step up and say, come over here and let me show you something. No, don't. Don't. Stranger danger. You just go ahead and tell them. The whole world's not scary, I get that, but you still advise your kids and you train them up so that when they see something that they shouldn't have to see, they know to turn away from it. But it doesn't stop the groomers. It doesn't stop the perpetrators. So that bill that we've got in law in California is a groomer bill. Why? Because it allows non-parental adults to have sexually explicit conversations and, as a matter of public policy, to keep them from the parents. That is not the way it's supposed to be. And listen, when groomers do, so you're going to, here's what I guarantee is going to wind up happening. It's going to attract people to the profession of educating teachers. You're going to have people that are going to go into education because they know that by law, they're allowed to have select conversations that they, you know, enjoy having with children and nobody can stop them. That's going to happen. You're going to have some child that's going to wind up being abused, mistreated, trafficked, because somebody was allowed to be in the education arena with no accountability over the things they were saying and even doing with those kids, and the parents weren't allowed to know. That's wrong. California's going to break off and fall off into the sea. But just so you know that we're not an innocent society, just even though we're in Alabama, a story on AL.com came out 5 days ago. I didn't see this until yesterday. A two-day internet sting in Lee County, Alabama. That's where Opelika, Auburn is. A two-day internet sting resulted in the arrest of 17 men, 17, who authorities said tried to arrange sex with children. It was an undercover sting. Investigators were chatting online with grown men who thought they were talking to a 15-year-old girl. And they came to a hotel for the sole purpose of meeting with that 15-year-old girl, believing they had an opportunity for prostitution, knowing full well what her age was because it had been revealed in the sting. They showed up anyway. 17 were arrested. 17 last week were arrested in Lee County, Alabama. Y'all, we got to protect our kids. We absolutely do. Story came out last year. CBS News carried this in San Francisco. The San Francisco FBI field office was warning parents and educators about a new group grooming tactic being used by sexual predators. It says the FBI has uncovered evidence of child predators working in groups, posing as children in places like gaming forums and social media groups and other online spaces. And they would talk like their kids talking to each other, but they would say things back and forth to each other in the presence of kids who were actual kids, so that those actual kids would become numb to or used to the things that got said and then eventually drawn into the conversation, at which point these groomers, it was like a pack of hyenas. Children are often unaware, it says, they are actually speaking with adults, and they may be more likely to trust the individuals because they believe that they're children. And these sexual predators are now, they're operating in packs in some places. You've got to keep track of what your kids see online. You got to keep track of who's teaching your kids. You got to, don't take anything for granted. Because they're out there right now, and in some places, like even in California, the laws are allowing people to say things and do things with your kids that you're not even allowed to know. Forget that. We'll talk to Becky Gerritsen from the Eagle Forum about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And, oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on this Friday. So we've spent some time today talking about Iran's useful idiots, the protesters and the burning of the flags, and Benjamin Netanyahu's amazing speech he gave on the joint session of Congress earlier this week. We had Congressman Dale Strong on to talk about the fact that he and a group of other congressmen went and rehung the flags around Union Station, which I think is cool. And then I switched gears just a little while ago. We switched to Dipper number two, hands off our kids. Hands off our kids. Listen. It's amazing to me to watch the levels to which perverts will go to reach our kids. And too often we see things happening too in the public arena that either enables it or flat out allows it. California being one example, but there's things we could do better in Alabama. Somebody who's in the fight on a regular basis for conservative public policy and in upholding biblical values and doing things basically on the right side of politics is my friend Becky Gerritsen, who is the executive director at the Eagle Forum of Alabama, and she's on the line right now. Hey, Beck, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Phil. Thanks so much for having me on. It's always good to be with you guys.
Well, thank you so much for making time on a Friday. Hey, listen, you guys have a town hall coming up. I know you've got one in Etowah County, and you probably got them in other places too, but part of it is on how to protect kids. What's that all about? What you got going on?
Yes, on August 6th, which is a Tuesday coming up, not this Tuesday, but week after, we are doing a town hall, and we're covering three main topics, and one of them is protecting your kids from being sexualized, whether it's at school, on the bus, after school. I'm just giving some strategies on what to watch for and how to protect your kid. Then we're going to talk about the lottery, which we know is going to be coming up next legislative session. So we've got some good tips that we want people to understand about the lottery, that there is no such thing as just a lottery in Alabama. And then also we're going to talk about the move to restore the Ten Commandments in our government places like the State House and the State Capitol and the Judicial Building. And we've got a great petition drive that we're working on. We've got a whole program that we're working on, and we just want to tell everybody about that. So,
all right, so
that is what's going to be covered that night.
All right. So the when and the where for that one is what?
Okay. It's at from 6 to 6:30 is just visiting time. The meeting starts at 6:30. It's at Rainbow City Civic Center. So all you folks close to Gadsden, Rainbow City, and those close surrounding towns are invited to come. It's a free event, and it's 6:30 to 8 will be the meeting time.
Is this the first of several, or is this a test run? Or are you going to do more around the state?
Yeah, we plan to do more around the state, but this is the first one covering all three topics. But another really exciting thing, just put in everybody's brains, is the month of August, Eagle Forum, our action groups, which we have all across the state, are going to be showing the film Letters to the American Church by Eric Metaxas. And right now, we have many more coming on, but I think there are four listed on our website now. So that people can go to alabamaeagle.org, or you can go to letterstotheamericanchurch.com, I think it is, or .org, and they are going to be putting all of our events on their main website as well. So we would love people to come out and check that out. And you know, 1819 News is going to have Eric Metaxas in the state in Birmingham in November. And so this is kind of a great way for people to learn a little bit about him and what his book's all about.
Well, let me bring it back around to the topic at hand.
Yes,
so
please.
The dipper I'm doing right now is hands off our kids. The town hall you have coming up, I mean, what are the strategies you're talking about? What are the things y'all are advocating for parents to actually put in place to sort of help protect their kids from being overly sexualized?
Okay. I will, if I could just say something first, what parents really need to understand, and all the regular folks out there, maybe you don't even have kids, say, what's the big deal? I mean, kids are going to see it anyway. What does it matter? But kids' brains are not adult brains. They do not have the maturity, the impulse control. Seeing pornography is like a dopamine. It actually changes your brain chemistry, and it shrinks that frontal lobe. So they don't have, it makes them have a hard time having empathy for anyone. Mm. So for example, someone who watches a lot of porn and you see these traffickers, they have no regard for anyone's life or what they're going through, because their brain has shrunk. And that part of their brain that allows them to have empathy and compassion for people shrinks. And their impulse control, they don't have much impulse control because that part of their brain has been chemically changed. So this is one of the reasons why we want to protect children, is because their brains are developing right now. And we want them to grow as big as they can grow and not start putting things in front of them that's going to harm them and stunt, you know, their physical growth. So we have lots of different legislation at the State House that we have advocated for. And I know you've been on the show talking about some of these different things. But we also have good strategies. There is a book that we take to a lot of the town halls that we have called Good Pictures, Bad Pictures.
Yeah.
And there's a junior version. It's for like preschoolers and kindergartners on what do you see when you see a bad picture. It is talking about pornography deep down, but it's not presented that way. It's very tastefully done. It's not creepy. But the book actually gives strategies on what to do when you see porn. And it's amazing, and it works. It's just incredible. I have a personal story in my family how this has worked. Also encouraging parents to turn on their porn. Every cell phone has a porn filter on it, an explicit content filter. You can Google. If you've got an Apple or an Android, just Google how to do it. There's a lot of steps, and it's kind of a pain. But every device in your home, you should at least have that, because every device has a porn filter on it. So go ahead and activate that one. But even better than that is buying, and you can usually, they're very inexpensive for a monthly subscription, to protect all of your devices with a porn filter, whether it's Covenant Eyes or SaferNet, or there's all different kinds out there. Those are really important things to do. But one thing parents need to know is if you find out that your kid has been looking at porn, and I will tell you, it is 8 years old, is becoming a normal age for the first time for children to see porn.
Oh my gosh.
Don't shame them. Don't just, I know you're going to be shocked and you're going to be upset and you're going to be, it will be very traumatic, but you need to try to help yourself stay calm, because if your kid feels that in you, they are not going to want to open up and they're not going to want to talk about it. And I think for many parents, the first thing you want to do is you want to just get mad at them. And how dare you? What are you thinking? You know better, blah, blah, blah. So we have some strategies that we'll be sharing, and I'm going to prepare a handout. And again, we're just covering the 35,000-foot level, just trying to give parents some tools, and then they can go explore more. We'll have more resources on there for them to look at. But in Alabama, in little old Wetumpka, I have a bus driver friend, and she told me a few years ago, she said, Becky, it is so common. I have second graders on my bus that are looking at porn on the way to school. And then I know of another situation in Hoover a few years ago. They were filming porn on the bus. So it is there. People, you need to wake up and realize this is very normal. It's not normal, but it is what society is pushing. It is what kids are seeing.
Yeah.
And you need to get in the game, and you need to, you know, get real with it, because your kid's going to see it whether you want them to or not. So help them. Help them know what to do when they see it. And so I hope y'all come out on August 6th, Rainbow Civic Center. At 6:30 the meeting starts, but we'll have refreshments from 6 to 6:30.
I'm so glad y'all are doing this. I know we had this legislation last year that would have mandated the porn filters be turned on when a phone is sold.
Yes.
Because it can be turned off if somebody really wants to. But turning it on was an automatic way to prevent accidental. And I can remember my own daughter, who's grown now and married, but she was doing a school report, and it was on the White House, and she went to a White House website.
Oh, no.
It just shocked her. It upset her, because she went she went to a website that was not at all what you would have thought. And they know what they're doing when they put the names on these things. They know what they were doing. Yes. It was a stumble upon it type opportunity for porn to get out there and put itself in a place where kids can find it. And
yes. And they do that, for YouTube videos or whatever. There are certain, you know, I don't even want to say what the words are, but they're common words that a child would want to go look at.
Yeah.
As a child, you know, fun little cutesy things. Well, they have taken those names, and they have, so now when you search that, these really bad videos are coming up. So we need to do everything we can to help our kids.
Well, I agree with you. Absolutely. And I know you know Malia Stevens, who's a counselor.
She's
wonderful.
She's awesome.
She's been on the show multiple times, but Malia is absolutely probably an expert on this, because her counseling career handles these things very delicately. And she said exactly what you said. It tends to rewire the brains of children, because they are exposed to things they were never meant to be exposed to at a time when they should be able to just run and play and enjoy life.
Yes. And even 1 to 2 accidental exposures can lead to addiction, even in a 6-year-old. Oh, and the other really important thing that parents need to realize is the way children's brains are, they act out what they see. So we are seeing, and the DAs all over the nation are talking, these district attorneys are so alarmed at the child-on-child sex crimes that are happening, and it's because these young children are accidentally seeing some horrible porn on, and it is nasty. It's not just like a nudie picture. I mean, these are awful sexual acts, and then the kids practice it on their baby siblings. Or their baby neighbors, or their, you know, little kid neighbors. And so it is, it's horrible. It's an awful evil. And we just got to do what we can do to fight it.
Well, I agree, because kids are our most precious resource. And I think that a society will be judged in the end by how it it treated its children. Becky Gerritsen, my friend. So coming up next week, August the 6th, Rainbow City, Alabama, Northeast Alabama in Etowah County, and Rainbow City Hall at 6 p.m. 6:30 is when the program truly starts. Got a town hall on this plus other things. And thank you so much for what you're doing.
You bet. Well, thanks so much. And I hope to see you soon.
All right.
And keep it up. Keep up the great work. I love y'all.
All right. Thanks, Beck. See you.
Bye-bye.
Well, we ran long. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back, though, when we're on this topic. Listen, keep your hands off our kids. Keep your hands off our kids. You think burning a flag is going to make people mad? Keep your hands off our kids. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Throwing truth bombs. Letting the bad guys just jump out of the way. So let's wrap this topic up. Hands off our kids. There's things that happen. And we can't stop the world from having bad people in it, right? Evil exists, and it will, but it does not mean that we have to just sit idly by and allow things to happen or pretend they don't or not take action. And sometimes that action has to be preemptive. You can't always be reactionary. I mean, granted, you should react if your kids are, you should react if your kids are in harm's way, but you shouldn't be caught off guard. You should be taking action in advance, trying to prevent it. And, you know, I got a piece here from, it's just from PR Newswire. And it says there was a recent survey done. This came out about a week ago. A new survey of 150 pediatricians found that social media has been noted as one of the main topics linked to mental health discussions with children by 78% of pediatricians. So basically what they're saying is, as pediatricians meet with kids and find out they're having trouble with things, or they're depressed about things, or they're upset, or they're acting out, or whatever, they often find that social media comes into the conversation. They see it dealing with things with body image, cyberbullying, depression, anxiety, especially with kids between the ages of 9 to 12. 9 to 12, when their brains are forming and puberty is about to hit and things are happening and they're basically the most vulnerable, you've got parents, you got to be aware of what's going on in your kids' social media. I realize in today's day and age, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat and all of them are just almost ubiquitous. I mean, they're there. They're like an everyday part of life, but it doesn't mean you have to just let it be whatever it is, right? If you were walking through the mall or the grocery store and you saw the person leering at your child, you would turn them the other way and walk in the other direction. You would shield them, right? The social media on the internet is no different. You watch it. You see who's talking to your kids, what they're saying, whether there's any direct messages going on. You get the access to their passcodes, and you just check it. If they're still going to be subject to the rules of your household, then guess what? You can check it. You're not invading their privacy by doing, "Mom, you can't look at that." Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Do you know who this person is you just sent a picture of yourself to? And it starts with a simple picture. What do you look like? Send me a picture. Ooh, I like that one. Send me of you one wearing so-and-so. Hey, send me one of, and next thing you know, it's getting worse, right? They say in the article, social media is a double-edged sword for children's mental health. It's important for parents to be aware, it says. And I can't agree more. Now, there's things we can also ask for our legislators to do, and I really think this next year, they've got to pass that bill on the porn filter thing. There's no reason not to. Texas already did. Texas put an age requirement on online porn, and guess what? Pornhub shut down and left Texas. You know why? Because they can do that. They can actually turn off what states have access by the URL codes and by the domains that are searching it. They can tell. So all I'm saying is this, your state legislature, it can do certain things. It can require age verification, and it can also require that if there's a porn filter already installed for free on a phone, that when they set it up for you at the phone store, they have to turn it on. It's not hard. And why would they not? Why would they not? The only reason why they wouldn't is because they want access to your kids. So, yeah, I'm just saying, you can have that conversation with your kids. You can keep an eye on them. You can make sure that there's not folks that are talking to them online that you would never let talk to them in real life. You can be aware of your surroundings, keep your head on a swivel, and raise those kids. One day they'll be old enough to leave the house, and you will have done your role. And you'll be a parent of an adult. But hey, what I'm saying is, while they're young and impressionable, you got to stay on top of things. Get their hands off our kids. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.